Pennsylvania judge has ruled that the Barnes Foundation art collection should stay put unless trustees can make a stronger case for moving it. Even though the art is worth $20 billion, the Barnes is broke. It's asking the county court for permission to move the collection from the suburbs to downtown Philadelphia. Founder Albert Barnes instructed in his will that his paintings should remain where they are. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
Judge Stanley Ott took the Barnes Foundation to task for not providing specific figures about how much it would cost to move its priceless art collection, build a new gallery to house it, and continue operating its current headquarters in Lower Merion. In yesterday's opinion, Judge Ott said the relocation would be permissible only if necessary to carry out the wishes of founder Albert Barnes. And on that point, the judge seemed far from convinced, according to attorney Terrence Klein.
The court wants evidence to establish that, in fact, they do not have less drastic alternatives, that they must move the Barnes Foundation to the city of Philadelphia or else.
Klein represents a group of students at the Barnes who are opposing the move. Albert Barnes created the foundation in the 1920s as a school. Klein argued in court that the move would undermine the foundation's educational mission and that the Barnes trustees did not explore other options. In his ruling, Judge Ott asked for a full inventory of the foundation's assets, other than the artworks in its gallery. Judge Ott suggested that the foundation might explore selling some of those assets, including about 200 paintings that are not on display. But Barnes CEO Kimberly Camp says that in the museum world, selling art for any reason other than buying more art is just not done.
The field, the museum field, and the collecting institutions do not condone selling objects for operating money. It's not illegal, it's just unethical. It's not illegal to sell organs. It's unethical.
Actually, it is illegal to sell organs. On the question of selling paintings, Judge Ott's ruling makes a distinction between the Barnes Foundation and a museum, says University of Pennsylvania law professor Bruce Mann.
As Judge Ott points out, the Barnes Foundation legally is not a museum. It is an educational foundation, and that means that different rules can apply.
Undertaking an inventory could be costly for the Barnes, but it may get help from the three powerful philanthropic organizations backing the move. In a joint statement, the Pew Charitable Trusts, the Lenfest Foundation, and the Annenberg Foundation said they were eager to help the Barnes move the case forward. Judge Ott did grant one of the Barnes Foundation's requests to expand its board in order to raise money, and Judge Ott did say the move could be considered as a last resort, according to Professor Bruce Mann.
But the emphasis is on if necessary, which is why the judge has told the foundation to go back to the drawing board and give him the numbers. They've not been told no. They've been told maybe. Prove it to me.
Another hearing in the case is likely in the spring or summer, though no date has been set. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.